Welcome back, everyone, to Traveling with Françoise, a special edition here because I'm coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. So our travel mode includes international travelers. What do you think about that? So we are doing something a little bit completely different today. The show is presented by Ty Smile on El Paseo, and back in the station is Sean Flanagan. If you need to give him a call, he'll take your phone call, but we are not putting anyone on the air today because we're just having such a great time here out at the Indian Wells Arts Festival that started on Friday. Perfect weather. It's spectacular here right now. The brunch just closed about 5 minutes ago, so you're not going to be able to get brunch right now. But entertainment is happening all day long. And again, it's just a beautiful setting, a wonderful event. 15th year. And I grabbed her as she was walking by. Literally grabbed her. Well, not really. Diane Bunk. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Françoise. So nice to have you with us again and again.
Again, my third. Yes. I think it's my third year now.
This is a perfect spot for you to see everything that's going on.
I do. I get to see all the people walking by. There's some, where's some folks going out with bags right now?
I know, all day long. People usually come on Friday, the shoppers who have the eye for getting the piece that they want right away. So, you know, they want to make sure that they grab the pieces that are not going to be gone on Saturday.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Friday is the serious buyers and collectors, and Sunday are people who thought over things that they were looking at on Saturday, and they come back on Sunday.
And that's fascinating, because Marissa and I were talking about that earlier off air, and then we talked a little bit about that on air. I did not realize that there is a method to a lot of the art lovers on how they do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see where Friday they want to come in, and they'll probably spend most of the day here deciding on what they want to pick, but for those that take that chance of it still being there
right
on Sunday.
Like, for example, the poster that we have used to brand our entire
right.
show, that was sold on Friday. So if somebody was thinking of coming back to get that, it was gone.
Well,
so like I say, the serious buyers and collectors, they love coming ahead of time. And then, of course, at the show, everybody who comes to the show when they're leaving, they can get a be-back pass, so they can come back for free.
Yeah, and so, and I wanted everyone to remember that next year when you're planning how you're going to navigate the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Remember, if you see something and you're not sure, you want to go home and measure or look at the colors again, that you can come back, get that pass, come back in here to buy it once you decide. So that's a good thing to know, because I don't think a lot of people realize that there are different ways to navigate an arts festival.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That there are different options for you. In fact, Marissa was even saying that some of the artists, you arrange it with them, they will actually let you take a piece home, but it's all arranged through the artist, and then decide. You can make that decision.
That's right. Like, does it look good on that wall?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's a big decision. Or where am I going to put it?
Uh-huh.
That would be more like me.
It's too small. I need a larger one.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely everything. You have music. Diane, I have to ask you, what prompted you to start a festival like this? This is a lot of work. This takes all year long to put this together. What was your, I know something, well, you don't just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to start an arts festival.
No. And actually, I've been doing this for over 20-some years. My background is theater, mm-hmm. and technical theater was something that I really enjoyed. I love being a stage manager and having all the things come together. Many years ago, probably in like the early 70s, actually, when the Renaissance Pleasure Fair was going on, my ex-husband was working there, and I spent a lot of time in Agoura and also where we lived in Marin County, working and watching the Pattersons, who started the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Oh.
To me, I found it fascinating to see all the people participating, coming through the gate, looking at all of the authentic things that the Pattersons managed to put together in a very, very professional way. So that always kind of stayed in my mind. And then years later here in the Valley, I have been working on doing some working with different production companies, and then thought of an opportunity that was occurring in Indio and started doing, well, it was actually the Looking to Arts Foundation who had called me one year because they were going to be doing a tribute to local artists. Their show had kind of grown into selecting people from out of area. So they were going to do a tribute to local artists, and I was hired, actually, to put together Fair a la Quinta. Yeah. And that was in the park in La Quinta many, many, many years ago. I think it was like 1986 was the first show that I did.
Wow. And then how did you, was your first Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Tennis Garden?
It was 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's actually right after the Tennis Garden finished their first tennis tournament.
What a coup to get this. Mm-hmm, I mean, to be able to get this, because this is
this venue. It was like, I came out and looked at it one time over a Thanksgiving holiday.
In about 30 seconds.
And I looked around and I looked around, and of course you always hear the location, location, location. And I'm like, what could be better? I mean, we have Nordstrom bathrooms. We have facilities for cooking. You know, it's just so beautiful, and it's perfect for us.
It is perfect. And again, I have, I've said this several times now on the show, and I'm going to say it one more time. The way that you have it set up is just so conducive for people to come and relax, enjoy themselves, look at everything, take their time, have conversations with the artists, with the vendors, because there are some vendors here as well. It's not just absolutely everything art. You have some food. We're going to find out about that in a minute.
And we have a champagne circle.
You have your champagne. I've seen people walking by with champagne.
You have rumchata bar.
Yeah, you have a lot going on here. The music, you have the high school kids over here playing. You have the professionals on the stage. I mean, you really, each year, there's a new component to this festival, which just makes it better and better and better.
And it's for young children as well. It's a community event. That's basically what I try to do, is to make it so that everybody can come and enjoy themselves.
Well, and the opportunity for the high school, I talked to the kids, they're from Palm Desert High, Palm Desert Charter High, Idlewild Arts Academy, or the group that I talked to, they are just so excited to be here and to be able to perform for all of your festival goers.
I know, and it's just so cute in their little, you know, quartets and things. I know. It just adds something special.
It does. It really does. Again, it brings community back in it, and it brings people to an arts festival that perhaps might have never been before. They come to see people that they know, the artists, the kids playing, and they get in here and they say, this is what I've been missing for 15 years, because this is incredible.
Right. And all the children's activities are over on the other side. There's the Old Town Artisan Studio, where you can actually do pots and pottery and clay. Actually, my 2-year-old grandson is over there painting clay. He's having a ball.
Yeah.
Who would even think? You know, really? Like, oh, and he's really enjoying that opportunity.
And you're giving them a chance to have a creative side that might not have been exposed yet.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, there we know. We have a budding
And
artist.
People, too, they can try it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I tried my stick figures. No one was interested in that.
No.
I'm sorry. It didn't work.
Try it again.
Okay, I'll go back over later.
You're actually doing eggs, I think, today.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I'll be in the kids section. I think I could do well in that section. Well, Diane Funk, I know you're very busy. Thanks so much for taking time to sit and chat with us for a minute. Actually, I really, what I think is you're just wandering around enjoying the show.
You know, I wish I could, and I wish I could go shopping, and then Sunday is over, and I go like, I didn't even get to see half of what I wanted to see, so I'm going to try to do that.
All right, one quick question. This is a juried, this is a competition for the artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided, I see some ribbons in some of the booths, so I imagine that you've already awarded the artist for this show.
For the next show, for the poster
artist?
No,
so the artist, the awards have been given already for this show.
Right, on Friday there's four groups of judges who come, and they all go into particular categories, and then they tally the scores, and we present the ribbons.
Oh, so the
So that's how the best of show went to Miss In-Law.
Okay, all right. So I just wanted to make sure that all this, so when you see the ribbons, when you come on over today and you see the ribbons hanging in the booth, they have been awarded for this show. So we congratulate to all the artists that
won
ribbons.
Yeah,
so Diane, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. But before we do, Sean, hold off on that music 1 second. I want to make sure and let you know that the Blue Angel Show for Traveling with Françoise is now airing Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. I'll give you a heads up on that again before we sign off later on. Okay, folks, I'm coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. We're going to step aside for just a moment, then we'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. This is their 15th year here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Spectacular venue, perfect weather, and you can't have an arts festival or any kind of festival without some vendors, some food, all sorts of things going on. So how about some Soap Tree Body Works? Joining us right now is Jennifer Chaloux. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Well, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a beautiful setting, and you have been here, obviously, since Friday.
Yes.
A lot of people have been coming in and out. The weather's been perfect, and you didn't have far to go. So you are the owner-operator of Soap Tree Body Works. Tell
Correct.
Us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a nurse primarily. I've been a nurse for 17 years. And I started out making my own soaps and lotions and stuff because I have my own allergies and skin sensitivities. And, we use a lot of harsh chemicals to wash our hands with and sanitizers and whatnot. So, and another reason why I started making products, and it was like just became a passion, because with nursing, one of our biggest jobs is keeping skin intact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need food for our skin to regenerate itself. So it's just a passion of mine.
Oh, and you made it into a business.
I did.
Entrepreneur. And again, with us folks is Jennifer Chaloux. She is with Soap Tree Body Works, right?
Correct.
Right, I have that correct. So now you were talking about the skin premium handcrafted soap and body care products. Living in the desert here, you are a desert resident.
Yes.
And we get people from all over the world that come here and they lather on the sunscreen and they think that's just about it.
Mm-hmm.
But our weather here is so different compared to other places. How does that affect the way that you produce your soaps and your line of body care?
Well, soap is a wash-off product,
mm-hmm.
but you want to design a soap in such a way that it's cleansing but not stripping, that it won't strip your skin's natural barrier away. So, and then it's a two-step process, or even three-step if you add in, you know, the sugar scrub that I make. You want to moisturize afterwards, and I don't personally like a heavy moisturizer. I like a light feeling moisturizer, so that's how I design my lotion. And then the sugar scrub to help exfoliate any dead skin cells, which we have a lot of. I mean, out here in the dry, harsh, what is the humidity, like 12% or something like that. So it's 2 to 3 step process.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
I started, I think it was like 6 years ago, and I've been in business for about 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I have in my hand Everlasting Hydrosol.
Hydrosol.
And what is this?
Okay, it's a, are you familiar with how essential oils are distilled?
No.
Okay, so when essential oil is, the plant material is distilled, that is the condensation it runs off.
Oh.
And then the oils kind of, from the plant material come and they kind of sit on the surface. So that's what people buy when they buy, you know, lavender essential oil. The water condensation also has essential oils in it. It's just very dilute, but they have all the same chemical compounds. So in that bottle there's lavender, lavender, chamomile, and helichrysum. And like I said, it's food for your skin, so they're chemical compounds that help your skin cells regenerate themselves.
Hmm. Wow.
I use it like a toner.
So when people come into the store, and your store is located in Palm Desert?
Well, actually, I'm online.
Oh, you're online.
Online.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So, and they can call you, because I see a number on your business card.
Yes.
When people have questions, I'm sure a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
They see your product, and a friend recommends it. They say, look, I've been trying this a product from Soap Tree Body Works. You need to talk to them. They can talk to you personally.
Yes.
They call the number.
Yes.
All right. Everlasting Face Serum. Skin food. Tell us about this.
Okay. Everlasting Serum is rose hips. There's natural essential oils, a helichrysum again. Helichrysum, what I love about that essential oil is it's been used for thousands of years in different wound healing preparations, skin care line. It's a very high-end oil, and so is the rose hips and the chamomile and the lavender. And there's the green tea oil and olive squalane in there. It's nutrition for your skin so they can regenerate itself and look more youthful.
Hmm. As I'm quiet, folks, it's because I'm looking. She brought this big box. Jennifer brought this big box of all sorts of items. I'm pulling things out of the box. You have soap in here that looks good enough to eat. I mean, it looks like a big chocolate and vanilla brownie or something. This is a Desert Rat Charcoal Soap. And your booth, so I don't want to forget, when you walk in, your booth, Jennifer, is on the left as you walk in, right here on the main drag.
Correct.
So don't miss Soap Tree Body Works. So what is Desert Rat Charcoal Soap?
Okay, so a friend of mine loves a charcoal soap. His name is Eric, and he pleaded with me. He said, I love cedarwood. I love a charcoal soap. Can you please make one for me? And so that's how I came about with that that particular soap. It's not on wrap, but I love that one because it reminds me of a CAT scan. Being a nurse, it's the way that the black and the white are swirled together. It looks like a CAT scan in there.
You even had one in here, but I want it. Now, this has charcoal in it.
Uh-huh.
And it says here, charcoal can leave a residue in your tub or shower, but don't despair. It cleans up easily.
It does.
So the charcoal, again, what does the charcoal do for our skin?
Well, a lot of people use it because they like it as a detox for the skin.
Oh, okay. I'm learning all this stuff right now. Here's another one, Coachella Handcrafted. This is Clean Musk Scent. This one is beautiful. It's purple. It's blue. It looks like it has vanilla in it. Again, this one looks good enough to eat as well. And tell us now, this soap is just Clean Musk Scent. Is there something special about this soap?
Or? It's my basic soap line, which is primarily olive oil and mango butter and palm and jojoba and castor. Oh. But I look out in the environment and different things and find inspiration. And so I was looking online at some different flyers from Coachella Fest, and I saw all those colors in there, the purple, the blue, the yellow, the orange, and I thought, you know, I'll make a soap, you know, just see what I can come up with.
It smells so good.
It's a nice musk and kind of floral smell.
My husband is a big soap nut. He loves soaps. And I'm thinking of him when I'm looking at all this. Okay, I have another one in my hand.
Okay, is that the date shake?
Kika's Date Shake Soap. So I gather it's Kika's homegrown dates, date, sugar, vanilla, sweet orange, nutmeg. This sounds like something we should be baking.
Yeah.
Jennifer,
well, Kika grew a whole big... Well, she gave me a big grocery bag full of dates, and I'm like, I'll make some soap with it. And, she's awesome. She's a good friend.
All right. So you just pretty much... You can make soap out of anything.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And this one
I have
coffee porter handcrafted artesian soap, scented naturally with coffee, patchouli, a vanilla peppermint, and black pepper. Mm.
And that's made with a local beer.
Oh, really? And is this a coffee bean?
That's some coffee beans on top, yes. And it's got some coffee at the bottom, a little exfoliating coffee, coffee-infused olive oil, and beer grains.
These are something. All right, now. I have a ball in my hand. What is this? This is a fizzle lemonade bath fizz. What's a bath fizz?
Okay, bath fizzies are something we do. It's a little downtime and a little luxurious. You know, you take a shower, you fill up your tub, you drop that in, and it fizzes. And it has baking soda, it has cornstarch, buttermilk, and oils. It has sunflower seed oil, mango butter, and cocoa butter. So when you sit in it, yeah, it smells good, but it also moisturizes your skin and softens your skin.
Well, Jennifer, I think you need to open a restaurant. You know what? And I can tell that you really enjoy what you do.
I do. I do. I love it. Yeah, it's my passion.
So now the goal for you, are you happy with the online? Is that where you want to stay, just producing and shipping? You ship out to your customers?
I do ship out and I deliver. You know, there's a local pickup option. Mm-hmm. Not that I want to be going into people's homes. I'm willing to meet them in a safe, secure environment. You know, I can meet somebody and drop off their order. And my goals, I guess, get more wholesale clients, do more shows.
All right.
Someday, eventually open a brick and mortar.
Well, I know. Soap Tree Body Works. You don't want to miss in their booth. It's right here as you walk in on the left. And it smells, it looks as good as it smells, and I'm sure it tastes just as delicious. And we have a couple more items here. This is a lemonade emulsified sugar scrub. You mentioned sugar scrub earlier, Jennifer. Now, how is this sugar scrub going to help my body?
Well, it's exfoliating. So, and emulsified means back in the day when we were first purchasing sugar scrubs, they were just oil and sugar. It's emulsified so it doesn't drip all over your shower floor. So you can grab like a little scoop of it and smear it on. It's got some really high-end oils in there.
Okay.
You slough away the dead skin cells, and it, you know, when you rinse it away, your skin will feel moisturized.
All right, and then finally we have the Blonde Bombshell Silky Smooth Hand and Body Lotion.
Okay, that's another one of my beer-inspired lotions. It's my basic lotion recipe with the kokum butter, metal foam seed oil, mango butter, and avocado oil. And those are light oils, and that one is actually infused with beer grains from a local brewery.
Well, I'm just fascinated by your product. Smells great, looks great. I'm sure it's great
Thank
on the
you.
Skin. What's the price range of your products, low to high?
$10, well, $9 for the 4-ounce soaps. Bath bombs are $4, 2 for 7, 4 for 13. The highest priced item I have is my serum, my face serum, the Everlasting, which is $40 for an ounce. But you only need like 4 drops on your fingers to massage into your skin, and that's all you really need, so it lasts a long time.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining
us.
She is the owner and operator of Soap Tree Body Works. You can go to the website, SoapTreeBodyWorks.com. And again, you have people over at your booth right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
There
I
you go.
Rescue my husband.
Get on over there. All right.
Okay,
thanks so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us. All
thank
right.
You.
Okay, folks, again, when you come on in, you certainly want to stop by Soap Tree Body Works right here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. The booth is on the left. You can't miss it. And the product is just amazing. Okay, so in just a little bit, we're going to go to break in a couple minutes here. When we come back, Jeff Owen will be joining us. He is award-winning metal sculptor from San Jose. So a metal sculptor. I wonder if that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at some metal sculptors that are right here next to me. Again, a beautiful day here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens for the Indian Wells Arts Festival 15th year. Come on over. They have a little bit of everything. They have live entertainment. They have an area for the kids. Gates are open until 4. After that, that's it. Gates are open until 4. Then you're out of luck. So you better come on over right now. Kids are free. Adults are $13. Again, you want to come on over. Take advantage of all this amazing, incredible art and soaps and foods and photography and you name it. It is right here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival on the grounds of the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. All right. I want to give a heads up to Desert Arc Attire. They are a segment sponsor. They're out in Thousand Palms. So they have moved to their new location in Thousand Palms. Give them a call today, Desert Arc Attire at 760-343-7333. Again, when you buy something, have something embroidered or silk screened or whatever at Desert Arc, you are helping employ Desert Arc clients. And also, I want you to go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and make sure you check it out. Go to the new contest. Well, the contest page isn't new, but I will have new contests up after this weekend. And I do have a little other news. Well, I'm just going to hold off on that. Okay, we're going to step aside for just a minute. When we come back, we have a lot more you're listening to. Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Gates open until 4. Come on over. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. If you haven't figured that out now, then, I'm just going to tell you one more time. Happening here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. I want to thank all my sponsors. I want to give a heads up to Angel View as well throughout the Coachella Valley. Remember, if you have all sorts of items gently used or new and you don't know what to do with them, take them over to Angel View, to one of their marts out there, and they will make sure that it's sold, and all the proceeds help all the many homes here in the Coachella Valley that benefit Angel View. And before we go to our next guest, I want to give you a heads up. Coming up at Yosemite National Park and all the parks out there, the national parks, they will offer free admission into the park on Saturday and Sunday, April 15th and 16th. The free waiver is for all visitors in honor of National Park Week. So remember, National Park Week is coming up. So if you are planning on going to a park, that's a good time to do it because all the fees are waived. Other fees associated with camping, lodging, or activities within the park are not waived. So just keep that in mind. Since this is the travel portion of the show, I want to give you a heads up on that. All right, joining us right now in front of me is Jeff Owen, and he is the Shaman Sculpture. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. Well, today it's just the people still are pouring in here to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Let's talk a little bit about your work. You are a shaman.
I'm a shaman artist.
A shaman artist. So how did all, first of all, what is a shaman artist?
Well, I'm really an artist, and I got really interested in shaman art, and I went to Santa Fe, and I fell in love with petroglyphs and the American spirit of the American Indian in art. And I created a piece of art that I call Shamans.
Yes.
They're each one of a kind. They're all handmade out of steel with paint. I use resins and glass, beads, feathers, and they just bring peace and love into your home.
Well, and it describe to us, all right, your spirit of shamans are one of a kind, special, and unique. I'm reading your card here. Their textures, colors, and designs are all individual. They have been inscribed by ancient Native American pictographs and petroglyphs. Bringing your shaman life to art brings peace and love into your home. So that's what I was thinking. Your work actually adds an element not only of art, but it also adds a feeling about it.
Yes, each one of them. I tell people, put it right in your front door, and when you come home, you'll see it, and you'll feel good, because that's exactly what they're supposed to do. They have a life symbols in them. Each has a life spiral within. They'll have sunrises, life's peace symbols, mankind.
Yeah, I'm looking at, and with us, folks, is sculptor Jeff Owen, and I'm looking at your card here, and I love the fact that you tell us on the card what these different symbols mean.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Do you have customers that come over and say, okay, Jeff, I would like for you to create a shaman for me that has these certain symbols?
Yes, yes. And I do a lot of custom shamans for homes, especially giant wall pieces, like almost like a painting.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll often some of them will have LED lights behind them, so it can light up a specific area or room in a that they want that piece of sculpture in.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been creating sculpture since 2001.
Okay.
And it all started with my father-in-law giving me his welder, and my falling in love with welding.
Oh, all
just
right.
Instantly. Yeah.
This is all very, very interesting. Now, the piece I have in front of me is how large is this?
I'm going to say this piece is 36 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
It's about 8 inches wide, and it hangs 2 inches off the wall.
And this is a hanging piece, and I also see that you have pieces that also sit on counters.
Yes, I have tabletop shamans. They stand about 20 inches tall.
And I see some of the names here are Walks with Eagles, Love Catcher, Lone Feather. Now, you name each piece.
I do. But I do have similars of the pieces and similar names for the pieces, but they're all individuals. They're all different. I don't copy any of them, so it's just like us. We're all different.
We're all different. So, and with us, folks, is Jeff Owen. You can go to Jeff's website at jeffowen.com. And 408, where are you located out of?
San Jose.
All right. So this is your first time at the Indian Wells Arts?
No, I've been out here 7 years now.
Seven years?
I can't get enough of it.
I know. It's just, and today, every day has just been so busy. Perfect weather for you artists out there.
Yes, it is.
Again, it's just a lovely place to come and spend the afternoon and buy a shaman. How's that?
Yes, that'd be excellent. I'm in booth B21.
Booth B21. All right. So we have now these symbols that I have on the back of your card here. We have life and love, light, home, river, energy. These symbols you took from the petroglyphs.
Yes, which exist all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, they're in almost every country. You'll see these symbols or symbols similar to them. And I just fell in love with them. So.
And for people who aren't sure, again, what a petroglyph is or a pictograph, tell us again.
You've seen them in on cave walls where people will, they'll actually ingest in their mouth colorful sands and color, and they'll spit that sand and color around their hand on the wall in that cave. And when they pull their hand away, there is a petroglyph.
Well, I did not know that.
Wall. Yeah.
I did not. That is, and I have seen petroglyph salt when in my travels, and I'm always fascinated because we don't always understand. I mean, some of them are very easy to understand when you see the horse or the ram or a person, but a lot of times when it's just the circles, I did not know the circle means life and love.
Yes, in my shamans, they sure do.
And your
shamans. It's also a journey.
Uh-huh.
It's also the journey symbol, like your human journey, your spiral where you go. Yeah.
This is fascinating. Now, for some people, your work, they might not appreciate the shaman part of it and just buy it for the work.
Yes.
And you explain the story, but it doesn't mean they don't care. And others, I think, are... buy your work because they want the story.
The feelings, yes.
The feeling and the story. And they're all, everything is metal and glass. Is that glass?
There's glass and beads in resin.
Oh, okay.
For their faces.
Ah.
So I tape off the back, I put the beads and the glass in, and then overnight I pour resin, which hardens up the next day.
Huh.
So I can do anything I want with their faces. And that's the best part because every single one of them is different.
Well, and that now I understand because I see each one that is the face. So every one of your sculptures has a face to it.
Yes.
And as far as colors, if someone wants a certain type of face in there, you can do that for them.
Yes.
Anything they want.
Just about.
All right. Yep. So how long does it take for you to make one of your sculptures? Something... let's say about this size here that you have that would hang on the wall.
I do about 20 of them at once, and it takes about a week and a half to get them all to the point where they're ready to go. It starts with one big sheet of steel.
Mm-hmm.
I cut out the shape of the steel. I draw on the symbols that I want on that piece, and then I use a plasma cutter, which is a big torch, to cut through the steel. In those patterns, all done by hand. So there's no laser machine or no CAD machine doing the work.
And you are, what inspires you to create, what are, let's see, the symbols on this one. Life and love, hope, I'm going down my list, peace. You have mankind.
More life and love.
And more life and love. What is, does each piece inspire you? Is it in a mood you're in that makes you put the symbols on there? Where do you how do you decide what symbols go on each one?
I couldn't make these if I wasn't in a good mood. So if I'm not, I'm going golfing. But I will often not even think about the symbols that I'm putting on each individual piece. I'll just draw what I feel at that moment and then cut it out. My favorites are when I have life and love, peace at home.
Yeah.
And I think that's my best-selling shaman is the one when you walk in the front door, see him hanging there, and you go, welcome.
I could see why, because I really like that. And you have the card that goes with, I'm sure after someone buys your piece, they memorize what each symbol means.
Yep.
Because that's all part of the story, because you know when people walk in, they're going to look at it and say, okay, what does that mean?
Exactly.
And you've been doing this again. How long did you say you've been sculpting?
I've been sculpting since 2001.
2001. Yep. And you seem like you really enjoy what you do.
I really do.
Well, Jeff Owen, thank you so much. Your booth again is?
B21.
B21. And you can go to Jeff's website at jeffowen.com and shop online.
Yes.
You deliver? Do you
I ship everywhere.
Ship everywhere, all over the world.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And life and love, peace. everything to you. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. What a fun time I'm having here over here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. And I know I say that over and over, and I say it for a reason, because you still have plenty of time to get on over here. And the gates close at 5, but no, gates close at 4, so you have an hour to shop till 5. I want to give you a heads up that Traveling with Françoise, my Blue Angels episode, is on the air right now on Fox 11, not this very moment, but Fox 11 on Thursday at noon and Friday at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And after this week, I'm going to have the past episodes on the website, Traveling with Françoise, so you'll be able to go right to the Traveling with Françoise website when you're signing up for those contests, when you're looking for other things, and you will be able to watch all of the television shows, except for the current one that's airing right there off of the website. So definitely you want to take advantage of that. It's time now to start sharing with the world. And that show, I have some great emails and feedback. I'm going to save that for the next time that I am on the air. But right now, again, it's a happening afternoon, a beautiful afternoon out here in Indian Wells at the Arts Festival. You've had a lot of different type of guests here, and it's been a lot of fun talking to all these different type of folks. And you've heard the music in the background. Definitely, you have heard the music going on, and we have, and I'm thinking perhaps you've been on the air before.
Yes, Francois. We have been here before.
How are you?
I am spectacular. We just are with a band called Incendio. Uh-huh. We've been doing this festival since its inception, and this year we were joined by members of Rump Roller, which is kind of a new upcoming trio in a quintet form this year, and they just sounded spectacular. So a few of them sat in with us, which is once again one of the magical things that can happen at only at Indian Wells Art Festival.
I know, and your name is
J.P. Durand, Jean-Pierre.
So
out there in land, in radio land, internet land, they're listening to Francois.
Yes.
And Jean-Pierre.
Everyone rest. Now, I'm glad you pronounced that name right, Rump Roller Quartet, because I was calling it everything else but that.
Rump Roller.
Like Rump. What am I in Rump Roller? Anyway, you guys are sounding great over there.
Thank you.
You have been performing off and on all morning long. You come back at 2:30.
Yes, we do.
So, and tell us a little bit about Jean-Pierre, that's what I thought.
I am
JP. How's that, JP?
JP works fine.
Yeah, okay. So tell us what kind of music you are performing over there.
We are performing world guitar, basically. A lot of Spanish guitar, Latin-influenced guitar, boleros and so forth, but also a lot of jazz influence, rock influence. So it's a big catch-all. We tour around the country. We do very well on Spotify and Pandora. We've been doing it for 17 years. Got 9 CDs out, 2 DVDs, been on Billboard and so forth. And we do it because we love it. I'm lucky that my wife is a bass player and co-producer in the band. Jim Stubblefield, another co-founder, is a good friend. And we threw in our lot together 17 years ago and are still going strong.
Well, and that every guest I've had on the show today, that's one thing at this. I love coming out to this festival because everyone that comes on the show, no matter what their medium is, they love what they do.
Yeah.
And you're so lucky. I mean, I think I'm sitting here listening to your music. I think, what? I love to travel. You guys are traveling. You're seeing the world. You're performing. Can life get any better?
No. I think we are very lucky in that respect, because we talk to people sometimes like, I haven't found my passion. And we say, just keep searching. In our case, and I think in the case of most of the people in Indian Wells Art Fest, all the artists here, they didn't choose to do art. Art chose them. Music chose us. Art, it's all the same. And I think if you have that either going very, very early on, and you feel like you have a mission to connect with people and bring music to people, bring visual art, bring dance to people, and it resonates within you, then you modify your life in order to be able to do that. And then you're not caught in the rat race.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Right. Now, JP, it says here, world guitar. Now, do you sing with your performances, or is it just all?
It's all guitar, because we wanted the guitar to be the voice of the band.
Okay, all right. I just want to, and it's beautiful. I mean, it really is beautiful. I know the kids from the different high schools have been playing in their little different areas, and I walked over to a group, and they were listening to you, and they said, "We have to play, but we love listening to these guys that are up there right now." So you do. It's perfect for this kind of setting as well.
It is, and like I said, we've been doing it. The length of the time that we've been doing it. So we used to be tucked under the first stadium when there was just one stadium here. And we've had lots of great bands, great people play with us. Steve Madeo played here last year.
Okay.
But Lao Tizer played here on Fridays, a world-class keyboardist. And the band that's coming up right now, which if people are listening, they can still catch them, the Rump Roller Quintet, is kind of a newer band of L.A. people. It's an organ trio, which is a kind of a format that had its heyday in the 50s and 60s. You don't hear so much of it anymore, but the young cats that are on stage doing it now are practitioners of kind of an old form, and boy, they are just so good. They are James Aker on guitar and Ana Barrero on drums, and Carrie Frank just playing incredible B3 organ. They're augmented today by vocalist Don Bishop and vocalist saxophonist Woody Mankowski, who's great too. So this is a little bit of a desert debut for this lineup of the band, so lots of good stuff going on.
And they are coming up at 12, well, they should start pretty pretty soon here. Mine says 12:45 to 2, but they should be starting.
We actually just went a little long with Incendio Set now because they joined us on stage.
Oh,
yeah.
That
last jam that sounded like Santana meets, you know, a dark basement bar in New York City in about 1963. That's what we were doing out there.
It sounded awesome. And Incendio comes back at 2:30. You're from 2:30 to 4.
Yes, we'll be closing the festival today.
You're closing the festival. Now, have you been here all 3 days?
We have been here all 3 days since early Friday morning, set up Thursday night.
You guys have been working hard.
We do. That's the thing. It's everybody sells it. It's not super hot out here. It's actually
a perfect
day. But if you're moving around and playing on stage and doing that thing, you get dried out a little bit. So bring your sunscreen, bring your lotion, and then come prepared to have a sandwich and maybe a drink.
And sit down. Sit down.
And then walk around. Yeah, like go see the art. Sit down. Go see the art.
There you go.
Down.
You have it all worked out. That's what you're doing.
Yes.
And you buy some CDs while you're over there.
That would be very helpful to us.
All right. And website, what's your website?
IncendioBand.com and Facebook.com/IncendioBand. Both
all
of those.
All right. Well, JP, thanks so much for joining us.
Bless you, Francois.
I know you have a lot going on.
You continue to have a beautiful day here, and we'll hope to see you later on today in front of the bandstand, as well as all the other people coming for the last day of the Indian Wells Art Festival 2017.
Thank you so much. All right.
Blessings.
So you heard it. Everything is going on here at the Art Festival, from music to food to art, all different types of medium. You don't want to miss it. And I tell you, their tunes are phenomenal. I've been listening to them for the last couple hours, and these guys are great. That's why they come back. That's why Diane Funk and her team has them back year after year, because when you have a good thing, why mess it up? Yeah? Okay. All right. So traveling with Francoise again here. I've been so fortunate to be at the Indian Wells Arts Festival again one more time this year. They asked me every year to come back so I could tell you what's going on. Again, you still have plenty of time to come on over. The gates close at 4. Then you have an hour's worth of shopping. People are coming. A lot of art going out the door right now. I tell you, I see from big sculptures that people are carrying to smaller bags. There's a lot of things walking out this door. If you come on over, which I really encourage you to do, $13 to get in the gate. Children are free. They have a children's section. You definitely want to see some of the folks that I had featured on the show today. Of course, Safe House of the Desert. They have a booth, and they have some artwork from some of their clients over there. Jan Inlow, phenomenal. She is the Chinese artist who creates hyper-realist silk embroideries. Again, she's so stunning. They're featured in the Smithsonian. You will see why when you see those works. Of course, we had Jennifer Chalot on from the Gourmet Marketplace with her Soap Tree Body Works, and she's over there. Her product looks good enough to eat, and it smells fantastic. She does a great job. She is in right as you come in the door to your left. Jeff Owen was on with the award-winning metal sculptor from San Jose with his Shaman. Yes, and he does all different types. And then we just had JP on from Incendio World Guitar. They're doing a great job over there, keeping you entertained, as well as the Rump Rollers. They will be playing coming up shortly, and then Incendio will come back again. And while you're walking around the grounds here, also we have high school students who are performing as well. They might be done by now, or they may just move to a different spot, but they have been performing all morning long. We have food. There are food vendors here. You can get something to drink. Just sit in the shade and people watch. Whatever you want to do, it's all happening here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. It's last day right here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. And, of course, they will be back next year. They're already looking at artists for next year. Now, for all the information I normally give you about what's going on in the Coachella Valley, you go to the website. I'll get all that posted. It'll be up by tomorrow afternoon. There will be new contests on the contest page, so you want to check that out. And you will be able to watch the past 3 episodes of Traveling with Francoise on Fox 11 at noon on Thursday and 5:30 a.m. on Friday mornings. That will be links there. Will be posted on the website as well. So now you don't have to wait till they're replayed on TV. You will be able to go back. The Blue Angel Show is airing. It just started airing this week. I must pat my cameraman, Steve Tangi, on the back, because he did a phenomenal job with that show. All the people at the Blue Angels at NAFL Centro, a phenomenal job as well. So polite and such a great experience. Something I will certainly never, never forget. No, definitely not. That will be on the website shortly, so you can watch those shows. Like I say, the Blue Angels, though, you still need to watch it on Fox 11. Today, if you want something else to do after you leave the Arts Festival, they are having the mariachi what is this? The Coachella Mariachi Festival starts at 4 p.m. and that is over at Veterans Park between Orchard and Vine. So again, that starts at 4 to 9. That is a mariachi festival in Coachella. You can go to the website, Coachella.org. And if you're looking for something else to go and do. All right, that pretty much wraps it up here today. I want to thank Sean back at the studio. Great job for helping me out, as always. Hi to Jasmine, who's in there helping Sean. Next Saturday, I will be on KESQ, Channel 3 TV, where I'll give you a little teaser about my Blue Angels experience. Next weekend, I am off because we are all celebrating Sean's birthday. So give Sean a big happy birthday shout out. But I will be back on the 16th with a fresh new show. So I've picked a couple of encore shows for you to perform. I hope you enjoy them. So with that said, it's time for me to say goodbye from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Come on over. Again, the gates are open till 4. Have a great one, everyone. See you next time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.